Do you sell stuff on Amazon, eBay, BigCommerce, your own website? Then you need ShipStation, a popular choice of online sellers across Australia. No matter where you sell, ShipStation automatically imports your orders, making them easier to manage. Plus, they help you get the lowest rates from all the top carriers, including Australia Post. Now you can try ShipStation free for 30 days. Plus, get a special bonus when you use the code SHIPPING. To learn more, go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone and enter shipping.
Four out, Franco Nelson. He had a look, Mark Purden. He sent Lazarus for home. Third quarter, 28.4. Lazarus is out by 5 lengths, Tiger Tara. Then Smolder and Tiger Tara. But it is all Lazarus clear of Tiger Tara. And once again, Lazarus has arisen. Lazarus has beaten Tiger Tara and Titan Banner. Fourth in Smolder. Then Chris and me, Franco Nelson. Next in No Doctor Needed.
Well, there's the concluding stages of yesterday's New Zealand Trotting Cup, and across the ditch we've got Mick Guerin joining us. How are you, Mick?
Yeah, I'm well, thanks, Nadia. A big day yesterday. Track was on fire at Addington, but yeah, I go to a lot of harness racing meetings. You don't see that very often. They don't often win the big races by 10 lengths. It's, for those who don't know, the New Zealand Cup's the equivalent of the Melbourne Cup for harness racing. It's it was a Winx-like domination. The only sort of other horses I can think about in the last 20 years would be Christian Cullen's Miracle Mile, Winx and Sunline and the Cox Plate, and obviously Might and Power in the Caulfield Cup. It was pretty remarkable stuff from a horse who's only four, having his fourth start at the highest level. If he won by 10, Nadia, and he beat average horses, you would go, okay, maybe that's the reason. If he won by 10 in a poor time, you could discount it about because of the field quality and the fast track. He won by 10 and broke the national record by 1.4 seconds, and that was held by the great Adore Me. So what you saw yesterday was pretty special. It's as good a performance as I've seen in Australasia on a harness racing track, and I've been to most of the big ones for the last 25 years.
Mm. Look, this is, you're trying to put it in perspective how great the performance was. You know, we're talking about rock hard Group 1 performers here, and okay, you could make various conclusions however you want to play it down, but as you mentioned, he did it on the clock. Like, the time was sensational.
Well, 1.4 seconds inside Adore Me's time, and Adore Me's time was unbelievable, and Adore Me was a great mare. Now, she went on to go 147.7 for a mile at Menangle. Now, have faith in me, is Lazarus a stablemate, and clearly at the moment Lazarus is a better horse than Have Faith in Me. Well, he beat Lenny the Shark and went 147.5, the Australasian mile record back in February in the Miracle Mile. Lazarus is better than him at the moment. So you would suggest most of the experts I spoke to, the smart people, not the people who get emotionally carried away, would have said that on what you've seen yesterday, it's realistic to think that Lazarus this year in the Miracle Mile, under the right circumstances, of course, could break 147 for a mile. Well, that sounds absolutely ridiculous, but that has to be the conclusion there, Nadi. That other thing is, I think with harness horses in particular, because in the gallops they retire most of the great stallions in their three, and you get occasionally a race on at four, like Oki did and Monroe, but not very often. In harness racing, the stallions don't have as much worth, so they tend to race on. The best performances you see in harness racing tend to be from the stallions. When they get up and they get mean and they get angry and they get full of testosterone, you know, you get Christian Cullen, you get Auckland Reactor, you get Al Sue, Courage Under Fire. So while you have some other great horses who do great things over a long period of time, the dominant performances, the 8-10 length gappers, tend to be, you know, from those sort of horses. This horse is a stallion. He's by Better's Delight out of a Christian Cullen mare, which means already he's got to be worth as a stallion between $2 and $4 million, which is an incredible amount for a harness racing horse. And because he's only four, Nadia, he has everything ahead of him. Now, he's not heading to the Perth and to Dominion. He heads to the Auckland Cup. First of all, he'll race again on Friday. He races on Friday in the New Zealand Free for All. Then he'll head to the Auckland Cup. Then he's coming to Melbourne. He's going to go to the Victoria Cup and the Hunter Cup. And then they're going to go to the Miracle Mile. So his awesomeness and his attraction, his draw card, is going to be spread all over the eastern states of Australia, but not to the Inter-Dominion. So that's the key factor. With Lazarus, how good is he? Well, it's as good a performance as I've seen. He still needs a larger body of work to say he's as good as Christian Cullen or obviously the biggies, Cardigan Bays, and you know some of the great horses of the past. But of the horses I've seen in Australia this year, Hector JJ, Lenny the Shark, obviously Have Faith in Me, his stablemate who galloped yesterday at the 600, none of those horses could have done what he did. Simple as that. So on yesterday, he's clearly the best horse in Australasia, and he starts putting himself in a conversation to be potentially or on the path to be an all-time great. How stallion he gets in the meantime, he's quite a settled horse, might be a factor there, but at the moment, Nadia, he's the top of the tree, and you would go a long way to see a performance like that on any racetrack anywhere in the world.
Yeah, it was an outstanding performance with Mark Purden getting quite emotional after the race.
Yeah, it's a lot Mark to cry. I mean, Mark's had so many good horses. Look, probably trying to understand who Mark is in the terms of the galloping world. He's the Chris Waller, and unlike Chris, who does enjoy a good cry. Mark's had so many champion horses. You know, every year he's had the Auckland Reactors, he's had Faith in Me, he's won the Miracle Mile, the Auckland Cup recently. He had Albacola back in the old days. He's just had that many, it doesn't matter anymore. He obviously won the Hunter Cup last year with Smolder. So Mark Purden won the Miracle Mile and the Hunter Cup last year and almost won the Victoria Cup with two other horses. And this horse is better than them. I think he knows he's found his masterpiece. He's found the horse which could be the horse which he could even take to the States. He's that good. And being a stallion by Better's Delight, who's a champion sire in the States, it could actually make financial sense to go there. If they can keep him sound, he could be the horse who for the next 18 months has a chance to dominate here. Then they could probably target going to the States where if he was good enough to win, for example, a Horton Memorial or a very serious race in the States, then, you know, all of a sudden he could be worth enough to be a dual hemisphere stallion. So, look, it's some pretty exciting stuff. He's still got to keep going. As I said, the wheels can fall off pretty quickly with horses. But at the moment, there is virtually no level you wouldn't feel comfortable aiming him at. And that includes the United States. And the best horses from this part of the world going to the United States hasn't happened in the pacing gate for 20 or 30 years. So, you know, it's a rarefied air we're talking about, and that was all raised as incredibly possible by what we saw yesterday.
What did you think of Monbay's effort?
Yeah, he's a very brave horse, Monbay. I mean, he was chasing down a very good horse in Mark Cooler, who was last season's champion, New Zealand three-year-old, who led, and then went a good time. Ricky May drove him to sit park, ducked him for cover on the home turn, came out and got him. Didn't dig deep, didn't really get into him in the home straight because Monbay's never raced twice in the same 3 or 4 day period. He turns around and races on Friday in the Dominion Handicap, but the horse who ran second to him yesterday, Mark Cooler, will not be in that race. The Victorian Kai Valley Blur was a very game third. He now comes into the Dominion Handicap as a place chance. Fields are coming out soon, but if Monbay draws the front line in the Dominion Handicap, he'll go around $1.20. So he's clearly the best trotter in Australasia. He now hasn't lost in New Zealand for a year. His only defeat in the last year was to Keystone Dell when he galloped in the Australian Trotting Grand Prix at Melton back in February. So the two of them, now the good news about it is for people who love a good racehorse, and I've had so much feedback from Australia from some people who said we really enjoyed watching yesterday, those horses will both be coming to Melton. There's nothing sure. They will be at Melton for the Summer of Glory Carnival, which is, I think, Jan 28 and February 5 or something like that. Last Saturday of January, first Saturday of February, Monbay, Lazarus and a whole bunch of these horses you saw yesterday will be coming over that way. So that's going to be something that Harness Racing Victoria can really hang their head on.
A lot to look forward to. Thanks for that, Mick.
Always a pleasure, Nadia.
Do you sell stuff on Amazon, eBay, BigCommerce, your own website? Then you need ShipStation, a popular choice of online sellers across Australia. No matter where you sell, ShipStation automatically imports your orders, making them easier to manage. Plus, they help you get the lowest rates from all the top carriers, including Australia Post. Now you can try ShipStation free for 30 days. Plus, get a special bonus when you use the code SHIPPING. To learn more, go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone and enter SHIPPING.